The issues with Sydney's Opal Tower have sparked chatter, not just about other apartment buildings in Sydney, but also in the building industry in Queensland. That state's building regulator says it hasn't seen anything as bad as the situation at Opal Tower. But industry consultants say that there are compliance issues with high-rise buildings in Queensland. And there are concerns about questions like a lack of insurance and the intentional stacking of bodies corporate, which are leaving unit owners liable for defects. Isabel Rowe reports.
Over the past few years, Brisbane has been riding the crest of a wave of apartment construction. There are now over 10,000 more units in Brisbane compared with 6 years ago. While the boom has been good for business, it's brought with it problems, especially when it comes to the quality of some projects. Gary Carpenter is a building consultant.
I've been involved with doing inspection work over the last 20 years, and I'm fully employed, so it's a case of building to building, from one day to the next. There are issues with high-rise buildings, waterproofing, on any day of the year.
Mr. Carpenter gets involved when apartment owners notice some defective building work and they want an independent assessment. He says the rush to get properties on the market has seen some builders cut corners.
If there's an issue with a building and people involved have a vested interest in, if they're working for a profit-making organisation, they'd have a vested interest in saving as much money as they can. There's often a case in my experience where the options taken by people with that vested interest to rectify an issue may take a more cost-effective measure rather than a measure that might be a better measure.
Defects can be referred to the regulator, the Queensland Building and Construction Commission, or the QBCC. But Mr. Carpenter says the issue with high-rise towers is that they're uninsured.
The QBCC can issue a direction on a builder, or they have the discretion to issue a direction on a builder to rectify defective work. The issue is that if a building is higher than three stories over a car park, then there's no insurance and there's no warranty on available to the owners of the building.
The ABC has spoken to others involved in the industry, including unit owners, who won't speak publicly for fear of devaluing their apartments. But the peak body representing builders says most projects are completed to a high standard. Paul Bidwell is from Master Builders Queensland.
We've got a very robust licensing system for builders and all trade contractors. We've got a strong private certification model where they're all licensed and they've got to do continuing professional development. We've got minimum financial requirements for all licensed contractors. We've got non-conforming building product legislation. So if the product that was used was dodgy, then the QBCC and ultimately the Minister for Housing and Public Works can take action.
But he does admit protections are geared towards standalone houses.
If the builder doesn't do as they are directed by the QBCC to fix the problem, the QBCC can then go and fix it under the home warranty insurance. And then the QBCC chase the builder. So the consumer is off the hook. But that doesn't apply in high-rise.
Why would you want to buy a high-rise apartment in that case?
Well, it's not for me. It's a very good question. Because what is the difference between someone renovating a home, which whether it's in a duplex, let's say, versus renovating something on the 34th floor of one of those towers in the CBD? It's an interesting question. I think governments over the years have looked at it and have never done anything about it.
The president of the Strata Community Association Queensland, Simon Barnard, says he wants yearly building inspections mandated by law so bodies corporate find out about any structural issues early.
Isabel Rowe with that story.